Millions of dollars in funding to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria that goes to Zambia's government is being suspended by the Global Fund. Global Fund officials interrupted funding due to findings of fraud on the part of some government officials, but maintain that aid is being channeled through other non-governmental aid organizations to the country. Andrew Hurst is the spokesman for the Global Fund. He says that the interruption in part of the funding is temporary and that this type of situation often motivates governments to correct their mistakes.
I think it would be more accurate to say that we are interrupting the flow of a portion of the fund. And basically what happened was about a year ago it came to light that the Ministry of Health, which manages a number of the grants that we fund in Zambia, was unable to justify certain expenditures, and further investigation uncovered suspected fraud. And as a result of that, the Global Fund decided to interrupt $137 million of funds. But we need to put that into a broader context, because the Global Fund is continuing to fund grants which are being managed by other civil society organizations, such as faith-based organizations and NGOs, for a value of $180 million. So what we do find is that there's a judgment call for governments to make here, and that is they very often they accept that it's better to suffer a temporary suspension of funding, which may cost lead to a slowdown in moving ahead with some of the programs. But there is, again, if they take the necessary action to rectify what has gone wrong,